Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we stop and intentionally reflect upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that as we finish up this year, you have heard God's word come into you and that it has made a difference. As we get ready to enter into a new year, may you continually dwell on God's word, that it may make a difference, shape you, mold you, and transform you as you seek to walk daily with Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gospel reading for this day is Luke, the second chapter. Now, when time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it was written in the law of the Lord. Every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man from Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for your glory to your people Israel." And then your child's father and mother were amazed, and the child's father and mother were amazed at what had been being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and will be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The gospel of the Lord. Today, we have one of the few stories of Jesus's childhood. We're all familiar with the section that came before this of Jesus's birth, right? Mary and Joseph in Jerusalem, or in Bethlehem, no room at the inn, Jesus being born in the stable, the angels there, the shepherds coming. In Matthew, we get the Magi come. But here, we have a little bit different. They go to Jerusalem, as was their duty, their custom, to offer a sacrifice to present their firstborn male as holy to the Lord. Sometimes when we think about the life of Jesus, one of the things that gets missed some, which we should go, duh, this is sort of obvious, but through centuries, there have been a lot of times when people have forgotten that Jesus was Jewish. That sounds strange. Most of the time, if you ask people, they would probably say, well, Jesus was a Christian. Well, no, he was Jewish and lived a normal, regular Jewish life. Now, he was the Son of God, so he was the Messiah who would be the one who come to lead the nation of Israel, to redeem all of humanity, and then that gets transformed into what we now know ourselves as Christians. But we forget sometimes that Jesus did all those, quote, Jewish things. And here we get a glimpse in that. Mary and Joseph bring him to the temple. They sacrifice a pair of turtle doves or young pigeons, and they fulfill what was customary under the law. And what we see in this text, it's a way that we get to see God saying there were people who are waiting for this anointed one, this Messiah. That we see the Spirit at work even before the day of Pentecost. Because try to picture this scene. Mary and Joseph come to the temple. They get ready to offer their sacrifice. And in the midst of doing all this, this man, whom they don't know, Simeon, comes up. It tells us, led by the Spirit. And maybe Mary and Joseph were used to this. After all, they were in Bethlehem, and these shepherds appear out of nowhere. And they're probably wondering, why are you here? The angels have told us, and they told us where to come, and they told us what we would find. Here again, the Spirit is moving Simeon, that God had spoke to him through the Spirit to say, before you die, your eyes will see the anointed one, the one who will come to redeem Israel. And he's moved to come and say, here is the one. And he says, now your servant can depart in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. This notion of this revelation, this exposing and allowing Simeon to see what God is doing. And then not only do we have Simeon who comes, but then we have Anna, a prophet, who's in her old age and has been a widow for many years. And she comes and basically announces kind of the same thing, to say the Spirit has told her, this is the one who would do amazing things. And it reminds us of how God reveals himself, how God showed people, even at a small age of Jesus, that he would be the one. As we hear these stories, I think part of what it says to us is, how do we look into the world? And where do we see the revelation of God? Where do we see Jesus in our world today? How can we see God at work? And it may be in unexpected places. Simeon and Anna waited for years and years and probably had prayed for the Messiah to come. And then finally, it's revealed to them. They were open to the Spirit to see where God was at work. How is it that we can also be open to see where the Spirit is at work? And sometimes it's difficult because sometimes we think that God is at work in the powerful. But in many ways, what we see in Scripture, God works in weird and unusual ways. God works in mysterious ways that it's not always the people we think about, right? The times we may see God may not necessarily be when the pastor is up front doing worship, but it may be in the sunrise or the sunset that we see. We may see Jesus when we see food being brought for the food pantry. We may see Jesus in all kinds of places. But the question becomes, is are we open to allowing God to reveal himself to us, that we can see God in all kinds of places and at work in ways that we may not even realize? I challenge you as we enter into a new year to go forth praying to God, asking the Spirit to be with you, to be sensitive to where God is at work, that God may reveal himself, that revelation, that revealing, that pulling back of the curtain that it literally means, that we see God at work in our world. And then when we see God at work, we tell others, here's where I see God. Here's where God is at work, so that all may know of God's power and might, and know of the goodness and graciousness of God, and allow ourselves to be surprised, because those places where God is at work may not be in places that we expect. Just like when Simeon and Anna were at the temple that day, they probably never expected this country family that came in to do their duty would be the answer to their prayers. This family that came into the temple that probably nobody really paid any attention to, it was revealed to them. And Simeon goes up and takes the child. And Anna proclaims to the family, here, we see God at work. And this is the one that we have waited and waited and waited for. And now God's promises have come to fruition. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, Holy Lord, we give you thanks for people of faith through the years. People who have waited and listened for your word to see how and where you are at work, even when we cannot see or understand. We give thanks for people like Anna and Simeon, who listened and followed the prompting of the Holy Spirit to come to the temple and announce that the one who people were waiting for has come and is now here in this child. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.